Well, hello and welcome everybody to another amazing show with Voices of Courage. I'm calling this show The Courage to Be Different. What does it take to be different? What does it take to be unique, be yourself, be the brand that you've always wanted to be? Well, today we're going to discuss that and a whole bunch more. And I have an amazing guest today on this show. She's won a couple Emmys, a few tellies. She's a race car driver, a champion, and so much more. But before I get to her, I just want to ask you a question or two. Are you in a place right now where you'd really like to take your business or your life to a completely new level? Are you in a place where you're thinking maybe things have worked, but they're not working the way you want? Maybe you want to make more money. Maybe you want to step into a greater version of yourself. Maybe you want to feel more empowered, more alive, more alert, have more courage. Well, if that's what you want, that's what this show is about today. So I hope that you'll stay tuned with me. I got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest and I'm going to help you to take your business, your life to a completely new level.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host, and I have in studio with me Martina Kwan. And Martina is a three-time champion race car driver. She's a four-time Telly Award winner, two-time Emmy Award winner. She's also won the Furniture Design Award for Business Entrepreneurs. And listen, I have her on my show for one reason. She's got a champion mindset. She helps females to take their businesses and their lives to completely new levels. And she's also the co-founder of DK Racing School. So if that's not enough, I don't know what is. Martina, man, it's so great to have you on our show today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Ken. I'm really honored to be here.
Martina, your story of becoming a race car driver, I want to kind of just jump into that, because I think that's where you really pivoted your life when that happened. What was going on at that time before you got into race car driving and then you decided to do this?
Mm-hmm. So my old company had sponsored a track event at Pikes Peak International Raceway in Colorado, and it became my favorite event of the year. I loved going to it. And I loved getting in all the cars. So the chief driving instructor there mentioned that he wanted to make me a champion. And at the time I thought, don't be ridiculous. You know, I'm almost 50, I'm a mom and I'm a business owner. Why would I want to be a race car driver? But then I came back to California, and which is where I live, and started going to the Porsche Owners Club. And it was such a great escape, you know, being, I think for most of us women in our 40s, now I'm in my 50s, you start to feel like you've lost a part of yourself. You know, you're no longer Martina, you're a mom, you're a business owner, you're a worker, and you're there taking care of everyone else's needs, and you forget who you are. And so I really enjoyed going to the track, but I did have a lot of business trips that I was going to in Dubai and Abu Dhabi in 2016. But it was on one of those trips that I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to take the leap and become a race car driver.
You know, I love that. And as a result of becoming a driver, what would you say had to change for you to step into, first of all, the mindset of being a race car driver, and then the mindset of being a winner?
Well, my marriage was crumbling for a number of years, and since 2011. And so I think number one is really deciding that you want to take the reins again and you want to become yourself again. You remember who you are and decide that what, you know, what you're in right now isn't cutting the mustard. And you decide that you want to achieve something. And sometimes it's easier to achieve something when you're not in a relationship. So, you know, the story is really, I make my best decisions 35,000 feet in the air. And so it was on one of those long trips to Abu Dhabi, which is an 18-hour direct flight from on Etihad, from LAX to Abu Dhabi, flying over the Sahara Desert. You know, it was just this incredible feeling of, you know what, it's really quiet in the air and it's a really good time to start remembering who you are. And when I got to Dubai, I had some time, the conference center wasn't ready for me to set up. And I was in my hotel room and I couldn't even remember what I loved to do anymore. And I certainly didn't want to go shopping. I'm not really a shopping type of girl. So I decided to go to the desert and go horseback riding, which is something that I loved to do as a girl. I was a big horseback rider and horses were my passion. So I went to the desert and it was during sunset, September 2016. And I said, you know what? Enough is enough with the marriage, number one. Number two, I'm going to become a race car driver. And number three, I'm going to name my Porsche 911 Firehorse.
Wow. All right. Firehorse. I love that title for the Porsche. And, you know, that's so, and I'm just wanting to pick your mindset here a little bit, because I know there's women listening, there's men listening going, well, what happened? Okay, so you were in chaos for a while. You didn't know what was going to happen, but then you made a clear decision. You said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And a lot of people make that decision, but the challenge is that they make the decision, then they don't follow through. So how did you get the courage to follow through with these dreams, leaving a marriage, stepping into a new version of yourself, becoming a race car driver? Where did the courage come for that?
Well, I was tired of kind of living a lie. I was tired of just doing things for other people and not being myself, not being my authentic self, not even remembering who that person was. And so, you know, I think a lot of people, they adapt themselves to relationships and they sort of cater to the other person and lose themselves in the process. And so what I decided is, you know what, life is too short. I'm not going to stick around and not be myself anymore. And so in the process of finding yourself, that's when you're able to then attract somebody who really is for you. And that's what happened. I found the love of my life.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. But when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little more about your history, the war in Beirut, how you started to visualize as a child, and how those what the technique is that you use right now to visualize and create your new future. So we'll be back in just a second. Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and I want to let you know about a new sponsor I have on the show. And he asked me to ask you this, you know, do your legs ever feel restless, swollen, fatigued? Do you get cramps that awaken you from sleep? You might be suffering from chronic venous insufficiency, which is most likely caused by blood clots deep in the vein in the leg, which can lead to serious health issues. So, but I want to let you know that there is relief for this. It is called the Vein Formula Supplement. It's through Vitus Support MD, and their Vein Formula Supplement supports the venous function. And it's actually, from what I hear, it's amazing what the results are. This was created by a surgeon, Dr. John Schuback, who made his mission to provide the highest quality supplements using only the best ingredients to help you to change up your health. So I hope you'll check them out. They have several products out there, and they're all just amazing. Well, welcome back, everybody. I want to just thank our guest, Martina Kwan, for being here today. For those of you that are just joining us, Martina Kwan is a 3-time champion race car driver, 4-time Telly, and 2-time Emmy Award winner with a lot more awards to her name also. So today we're just really kind of diving deep into mindset and finding out what her mindset is. Let's take a little trip back to memory lane, Martina. You know, Beirut, Lebanon, you're 10, 11 years old. There's a war going on. How are you dealing with that, and how did that impact the rest of your life?
Yeah, so we moved to Beirut, Lebanon, from Hong Kong. My stepfather was Lebanese, and his family was back in Beirut. And so when we first moved there, it was actually a beautiful place. It was known as the Paris of the Middle East. And right by the Mediterranean, so you could go to beach clubs, and then 1 hour in the mountains, you could go skiing. So it was really this incredible, fascinating place until the war started. So a few months after we moved, the Civil War began, and it didn't end for many, many years. So we lived less than 2 miles away from what became the stronghold of the war, and thousands of fighters descended upon the neighborhood, especially in the nighttime hours. So it was really the nighttime hours that were the most frightening.
And how did you deal with that? You know, did you, you know, what does a child at that age do with that? Because, you know, how do you, you must be in fear and you must be thinking something to get you out.
So my parents were kind of the sweep things under the rug type of parents. And so I came up with my own coping mechanism, which was daydreaming. And so I would play with my Barbies. I had, you know, a horse stable and horses, and just would play with them for hours and sort of imagine riding in a beautiful forest where it was peaceful and there were no gunshots and machine guns and bombs, explosions and rockets going off.
So how did visualization now work in your life today? Because I think, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people lose that ability to go into fantasy and start to recreate their lives. How does that work for you?
Mm-hmm. So like I said, it started really early on. So that first kind of daydreaming cycle was, I want to be far away from here. And so I'm going to visualize in my head exactly what that looks like. And it was stables, you know, in a place that I imagined had forests and wonderful riding trails. And a few years after the war started, we left as refugees to go to my mom's hometown of Hamburg, Germany, and I started riding there. And suddenly I saw myself actually riding in a forest very similar to what I had daydreamed. And that was such a powerful realization. And I've actually continued to be a big daydreamer, and I would just imagine myself successful in one way or the other. And so in terms of the awards, you know, that I've gotten in life, it's all about imagining what's possible, what you want to achieve, and really thinking of yourself in that light, you know, in terms of being a race car driver, thinking of yourself on the podium, in terms of getting an award, receiving the award, you know, so really thinking about, what does it look like, you know, when you walk up on that stage and you get the recognition for the hard work that you've put in? And so it's really important, and it's actually something that I teach my female coaches, is that if you want to achieve something, you can't just sit here thinking about the different things you want to achieve. You actually have to visualize it. I like to use vision boards and really think about concrete goals that you want to achieve. And put those down on a vision board, because, you know, if you have it in your head, it's not going to happen. So you have to have it in front of you. And then you have to decide, well, how am I going to achieve something? For example, the race championships don't just happen. It's a year-long thing. And you have to practice and really practice like piano scales, you know, as much as you can in order to get to the goal. So each major goal that you put on your vision board needs to have a plan of action, basically.
I think that's a disconnect for a lot of people. I think that they have they stop with the daydreaming part, and that in the daydreaming even stops it shuts down because people stop the daydream or the dream or the vision doesn't happen. So that's they think to themselves, well, okay, this is never going to happen for me. But they miss that disconnection from the daydream, from the vision to the plan to the action to the courage it takes to do those actions, right? I mean, it's not easy going out and training and completely learning a whole new industry, the race car industry. That's not easy for most people. So how do you help women to overcome their challenges to be able to step into those daydreams, step into their life in a bigger way?
Well, it's really about believing in yourself. You know, you need to believe in yourself. A lot of people are held back by their family or friends saying, don't be ridiculous. You're never going to achieve something so lofty. And so what I tell people is, you need to believe in yourself, and you need to believe that you can do it, and you need to put it on your vision board and create that dream and say it out loud. And so one of the other things about, you know, vision boarding is speaking out loud what you want to achieve. No matter how ridiculous someone else finds it, it's not their life, it's your life, right? And you want to say it out loud because you want to stay accountable. So if you kind of keep things quiet, let's just use working out as an example. You know, if you tell people, listen, I'm gonna run a mile today, and then you don't do it, you've disappointed yourself and you've disappointed other people. So I do believe that one of the important things about achieving something is to talk to someone about it. Not talk to someone publicly, but talk to your friends or family, and that kind of keeps you on track to achieving your goals.
I really love that. I was just sitting here as you were saying about how many times I had my parents say, you know, you should get a job at Walmart, or you should go to work for McDonald's, or you should stop this entrepreneurial stuff. You know, it's just not working for you. Or you know, when I've hit road bumps, other family members saying, you know, you should go get a job. And I'm like, it doesn't relate, because I know who I am. And I know what I stand for, and I know what I'm about. And, you know, so I just keep moving on. Persistence is the key to this, I think, for a lot of people. I got to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to get, you know, in your words, what are the three most important skill sets or abilities of a winning mindset? What, you know, somebody that's got a winning mindset, what is it that they have to be able to get there? So we'll take a break, and I will be right back.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything: Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage, or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking with my guest, Martina Kwan, and we're talking about mindset right now. And so, you know, what's the most important pieces of a winning mindset, Martina, would you say?
Well, I think there are three main ones. And the first one is, are you competitive? You know, were you competitive as a child? Did you hate to lose at games like I did?
Yeah.
That's a really good indication that you have the winning mindset, because you want to be the best. So competitiveness.
You know, that's interesting, because I think sometimes, especially in our society today here in the United States, a lot of people are poo-pooing being competitive, especially for little boys and little, you know, little girls. Oh, don't, you know, we all want to be kind and treat each other. But sometimes, I mean, there's a way to be competitive without tearing down other people. And I think that's the big key here. Competition is important. I like what you said there.
Yeah, it is important. And I personally don't believe in participation prizes. There are only three spots on the podium, and either you have them or you don't. So giving a ribbon or a trophy to, you know, spot number 57 doesn't make any sense. So competitiveness is number one. And then you really need the grit, determination, and it's you know, again, having that goal that you want to achieve. You have to have the goal in mind. You can't just, you know, aimlessly go for things. What is it exactly that you want to go for, and have the grit, determination to go for it? And number three, never give up. Really never give up, because everyone's going to have setbacks and failures in life. And in fact, those are the things that really make you the strong person that you are. It makes you a better person when you have those setbacks and failures. And everyone does, especially starting businesses. So Dwayne and I were actually watching, I think it was on the History Channel, the story of Kraft cheese. And so this man, Kraft, you know, it's so well known now, but it took him over 3 years to develop the formula that would make the cheese actually be preservable and of the texture that people would want to have. He never gave up. And so many inventors, if you look at the inventors in history, is that they failed and failed and failed and failed, and finally they had success. So they didn't give up. That's really important.
Wow. Well, those are inspiring words, and I think those are words that can stick with all of us. So I appreciate that. Real quick, we got about a minute left. I'm sorry we didn't get to this sooner. Tell me a little bit about your coaching school and how people can get a hold of you.
So number one, I'm a champion mindset coach for women, and I hold retreats. So in August, I'm having a Remember Who I Am women's retreat on August 19th through the 22nd. And I also have DK Racing School with Dwayne, and we do a number of racing schools and coaching programs. The best way to get a hold of me would be at Martina Kwan, K-W-A-N, on Instagram, and or info@martinakwan.com.
Okay, so Martina Kwan on Instagram or info@martinakwan.com. So I encourage you to reach out to her, especially if you want to have a winning mindset and be able to take your life and your business. It's all related to the next level. This is, I'm so happy you're here, because that's so inspiring what you told us today, Martina. Thank you so much for being my guest today. And for all of you, I want to say this is the show that will continue to inspire you, inspire greatness in you continually. So if you're liking this, I encourage you to let your family and friends know about this show. You can just tell Cortana, Siri, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. The current edition will come up, or you can subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, or if you like, go to voicesofcourage.us to find out all of our shows that we've been recording for so long. I want to give a shout out to some of my networks right now. BBS Network, thank you, Don and Doug, for being there for me for the last several years. Podopolis, Melinda, thank you for putting the first gaming podcast out there in the world. I want to thank AMFM247 for their great work in radio. And also want to thank E63 TV and Binge TV and Las Vegas Network TV and Flix TV, all of our, TV networks. And who else do I want to thank? My team. Thank you so much for helping me out. Listen, we love doing what we're doing, so I hope you'll continue to listen and watch to us. And in the next few days, I want you to think about how can you see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then do the impossible.